You're involved in education, and you know the really frustrating part of dealing with kids. The very kids that shouldn't be friends because they're not good for each other are the two that immediately find a deep and abiding friendship. Friends are really important to us. But that lesson tells us that there are friends that can lead us closer to who we should be. And in that sense, are good friends for us. And we know there are friends that can lead us away from the person that we should be. And I think today that we get two instances of good friends, good spiritual friends. I think back in my life, and I'm very blessed to have good spiritual friends. People that have really helped me. Maybe it was in a moment of crisis, maybe it was in a difficult decision that had to be made, or maybe it was just simply in being friends. Good, holy, wonderful friendship. And the two examples, obviously, we have Blessed Raymond of Capua, who was the good friend of St. Catherine of Siena. They found themselves, as we know, in a horrible situation. There were people, too many people, claiming to be Pope, and the church was a mess, and both Raymond and Catherine were kind of telling the legitimate Pope, get yourself back to Rome, that's where you belong, and it was just horrible. It was just an awful period of time. And yet, in their friendship, they both grew in holiness. And they both became great saints. Catherine, probably better known simply for her mystical experiences, a doctor of the church and a woman of unbelievable faith and unbelievable theological knowledge, great scholar of Aquinas, which I know you know is a theology for beginners, so it's really easy to grasp. But she really is a great and holy woman. And Raymond, in many senses, was the spiritual friend who called forth from her the holiness, the action of God. And I suspect it worked the other way too, where there were times where Catherine called forth from Raymond the deep holiness that was a part of their life. And then we get, I don't know if they were really friends, because I don't know if they even got along, quite frankly, but there's Peter and Paul. They're certainly very different people. And I've always said, I don't know that I would have gotten along with Paul. He's kind of like a reformed smoker, now he's, I mean, just as zealous as he was in attacking the church, now he's just as zealous but proclaiming the gospel. And thanks be to God, he changed his direction. It's good for us. But he tells Peter to his face that he's being a hypocrite. And sometimes we need spiritual friends that do that for us as well, that call us out when we are sinful. That call us out when we need to be called out, that call us out when we are moving away from the Lord and not toward the Lord. Let us say a prayer of gratitude today for those spiritual friends who have brought us to where we are today, and let us also ask the intercession of Raymond that he might help us to have good and holy friendships, and the intercession of Catherine that we might come to experience more fully those moments where God is present in our lives.